This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. Former U.S. President Donald Trump has arrived in New York, where on Tuesday he plans to turn himself in to face criminal indictment, the first ever filed against a current or former U.S. president. It's not known how Trump's appearance at a state courthouse will play out, but his lawyers say he will plead not guilty to charges linked to a hush money payment to an adult film star just ahead of the 2016 presidential election. Officials familiar with the indictment say Trump faces more than 30 charges of criminal wrongdoing. Trump maintains his innocence. An Israeli airstrike targeting the Syrian capital, Damascus, killed two civilians and an unknown number of Iran-backed fighters early Tuesday, state media reported. It's the fourth such attack on government-held areas of the country since last Thursday. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said that Israeli missiles targeted the area of Damascus International Airport, an Iranian complex near the Sayada Zainab area, and another location in Al-Kiswa. The head of the United States House of Representatives Intelligence Committee says there is overwhelming support in the U.S. to continue supporting Ukraine in its fight against Russia, despite some dissent on both sides of the political spectrum.
There are those on the left and on the right who question continued support of the amount of support. That'll certainly be part of the debate, but overwhelmingly there is support for continuing aid to Ukraine so that they can continue to fight against this aggression of Russia.
That's Congressman Michael Turner, the Republican chairman of the committee, speaking alongside three other Republican representatives on a short visit to Kyiv on Monday. For more on these and other top stories, visit voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Monday that Finland will become the next member of the military alliance, sparking a warning from Russia that it will bolster its defenses near their joint border if NATO deploys any troops to the new member's territory. Speaking from NATO headquarters in Brussels, he said Finland's membership was ratified faster than any NATO member in history, and he hopes Sweden will soon follow suit.
I say this because sometimes you get the feeling that in a way Sweden is left alone. No, Sweden is not left alone. Sweden is as close as it can come as a full-fledged member. And we continue to integrate Sweden. We will do even more. And then we will, of course, as soon as possible, also then finalize the formal membership process.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg. The Biden administration told Saudi Arabian officials that it disagreed with a decision to cut oil production when it was given a heads up on the move a day before the news became public. This according to John Kirby, the National Security Council spokesperson. Reuters' Elisa Bernard has more.
OPEC Plus, the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries and its allies, including Russia, announced Sunday it was cutting output by more than 1 million barrels a day starting next month. That's in addition to the 2 million barrel a day cut the group announced in October, which continues at least through the end of the year. Word of the additional cuts sent oil prices soaring by more than 5% on Monday. The decision also signals unity within OPEC Plus, despite Washington's pressure on its Gulf allies to weaken their ties with Moscow, while also undermining the West's efforts to limit Russia's oil income.
Reuters' Elisa Bernard reporting. NASA has introduced its first moon crew in 50 years. The mission includes the first woman and the first person of color on a lunar mission. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Mergani reports.
Administrator Bill Nelson says the four astronauts will fly around the moon late next year, with Christina Koch, Victor Glover, and Canadian Jeremy Hansen joining Commander Reid Wiseman. They'll be the first to fly NASA's Orion capsule after an empty one went to the moon and back last year in a dress rehearsal. This flight is a prelude to a lunar landing a year later. Sagar Mergani, Washington.
Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim said on Monday that his country is prepared to negotiate with Beijing over an ongoing territorial dispute in the South China Sea. I'm Steve Karish, VOA News.